Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. On the show today, we have Dee Hilton's John Andrews who's talking about their Total Rewards Symposium coming up later this month. So check it out. First of all, can you give us a quick summary on what Total Rewards Symposium is all about, and then we'll kind of get into what you guys will be talking about?
Sure. October 20th and 21st, we're inviting a lot of clients down to Houston, and also some just folks from the industry if they'd like to join us. We've been doing this for a number of years, having just a symposium come. It was a way to kind of launch some of our primary research that we've been doing, and then just updates on our longitudinal studies. Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of hot off the press material that we like to give our clients first looks at as they do forecasting and planning for the coming years.
Yeah, so there's a lot of very interesting topics. I'm looking at your website over here, and you guys are covering the gamut. Can you just give us a few examples of some of the topics that you guys will be talking about here? Obviously, you know, recruiting and succession planning and all that type of stuff. Are there any other items that we should be aware of?
Well, one of the key things as we put this program together is we work with different audiences. So we work with the practitioners, the people that roll up their sleeves and take care of compensation, reward, and recognition programs day to day. We also work at the strategic level with the executives and the CEOs as they do planning and forecasting. And then we also work with the volunteers. So we like to have everybody come together and have a specific tract that they can look at to participate in and bring back information to their credit unions.
Right.
So the really interesting things that we'll be unveiling is we're doing a director's compensation survey. We've done it a couple times, and so kind of a hot topic. And so the folks that will be coming get first drafts and first look at the data going forward. For 15 years, we've done work on what it means to be a retail player instead of a financial service player when it comes to acquiring talent.
Okay.
So we show the practitioners how we do our data gathering, and it's a lot of custom type of work that they can use as opposed to going to secondary surveys.
Okay.
And also, just to kind of address some of the myths that are out there when it comes to executive compensation, when it says, does geography play a role or impact compensation? Does years of service, does degrees? And when we look at our information, it helps people make offers when they're trying to hire a new CEO or new executive. It helps with the reward and retention of those executives as well.
Okay.
So hot off the press information, and that's what we're going to get together and do.
Awesome. Yeah, I think a lot of people just kind of like, I don't want to say they overlook this topic, this type of content, but I mean, it's so vital to keep, we talk about it year after year. It's like, it's so vital to attract this top talent, and then to keep the top talent in this industry is a real big challenge right now, especially when we have such a CEO exodus happening right now and bringing in that fresh talent and that fresh blood, so to speak. I'm sure you're going to be covering this stuff too as well there.
Well, if you take a step back, you know, any volunteer and executive wants to be in a good negotiating position. And good negotiating means you have good data on your side.
Mm-hmm.
So part of this process is to teach a volunteer how to look at a salary survey. You know, pick and choose what the methodology is to make sure you're going to the table for negotiation with the best information out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to hire an IT guru, for example, right now the IT marketplace is worse than Y2K. It's taken a lot of dollars to get people in the right seats.
Yeah.
So we show strategies and techniques to make those offers to get people not only there, but to keep them and retain them once they're there. So it's not just that CEO level that we're attacking. We're talking that retail person.
Really?
And all the way up to the CEO. When it comes to the staff level, what's interesting right now is everybody talks about digital delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the wave of the future. We're going to have these interesting branches, but we're not just going to have that order taker, that cash hander outer.
Mm-hmm.
What does it take to put a digital workforce together? That's a different type of skill set than we've had in the future.
Yeah.
So our practitioners are going to be learning, or we're going to be sharing our techniques of how you integrate that type of person into that traditional workforce. It's a different hierarchy. And then there's going to be the regulatory part, unfortunately, that we all have to deal with. We're going to have some labor attorneys come in to talk about the trends that they're seeing for next year. Mm-hmm. We're also going to have a retirement specialist from JP Morgan come. And she's one of the top of the business, and she doesn't work a lot with credit unions, but she works with us, and she's, you know, going to come down and kind of give us a hint. So that's not only going to be good personal information for retirement planning, but I think everybody there is going to be able to take it back to their organizations as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just going to be DHLTR people doing on the agenda, so to speak. We've got a nice, well-rounded agenda there.
Gosh, this is, these topics are super interesting and super, again, super vital to kind of keeping, because when we all go to conferences a lot throughout the year and stuff, and one of the biggest messages I hear, or one of the biggest statements, is we have to be relevant. You know, we have to remain relevant. We have to enhance our relevancy. And I think all of this helps that in gaining and achieving that goal. Obviously, you want to have the technology services, you want to have the mobile, and you want to have this and that and the whole thing. But having the right people in place to do it is like step one, it sounds like.
There's no question about that. So when the volunteers, I think, are missing piece, as we talk about governance, about our, you know, their role in the process of enhancing or improving or fostering a culture, you know, we need to give them peace of mind when we're asking them to do a lot of different things when it comes to additional headcount or different types of people that we want to pay for. So it's a lot different than from maybe where they're coming from, mm-hmm. from their workspace where they were, even if they're retired, what they're comfortable with. And so we're just sharing them the techniques. One of the strategies we're using at this conference is we're going to do a lot of networking and roundtable discussions. So it's not people talking at them. There's plenty of conferences where they can get some detail on, you know, here's the 10 things to do. Mm-hmm. Also just the pragmatic approach. You know, D. Hilton has always said a lot of the HR issues are they're business decisions, they're not compensation decisions. You know, evaluating the risk. What's the risk of retaining somebody versus, you know, hiring somebody that you don't know? What's the risk of not putting a plan that has nice internal hierarchy? So you hear things like, what do I have to do? Quit and get rehired to get a raise around here. So whether it's staff or executives, we're trying to come with a lot of pragmatic solutions, but also networking about how a lot of our clients are dealing with the same things they are.
Okay. And so what are,
you know, not talking at them.
Yeah, exactly. Having discussions, brainstorming, that type of stuff, sharing ideas. Yeah, that's what it's all about. So what goals, what does D. Hilton hope to achieve from your symposium?
Well, we've always taken a position, and I've been working with the company 30 years now. When you go back into the 80s, when it came to reward and recognition, there was always this idea that, well, we don't have to be competitive because we're not for profit. We don't have to match the for-profit world. But back then, when you looked at the product line, that was an okay, you know, position to take. Mm-hmm. As we've become more sophisticated, as we have more products under the product, you know, the product umbrella, as we have more delivery system sophistication out there, it really makes sense that we align those pay practices with the best and brightest out there. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, what we'll say is it's not a cost decision. It's an investment, and, you know, that sounds like a cliche, but it's the business decision that we help people get to. And for 30 years, what we've tried to do is give people the best data so they have peace of mind when they have to make those decisions on something they've never done before or out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of the capstone piece for one of the agenda items that we're looking at is actually crisis communication for volunteers. What happens if the paper calls? What happens if you get the question at the annual meeting? What happens if the regulator wants to question your variable pay plan? So we're going to have a lot of, I think, some nice material how to prepare for those things. So we're not media relations experts by any means, but the idea of, you know, you walk the walk, you do a strong methodology, you have great data, you have nothing to apologize for. Mm-hmm. You're doing it to put the best product out there for the members. Yeah. So that's what we're going to work on with the volunteers as well.
I like that too. Wow. I mean, you guys are stepping out of the box too with that type of stuff. So it's really important because you already know the message.
Exactly. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome. Exactly. Well, you guys are the expert. You know the message that needs to be conveyed to the media or whomever needs to be told, you know, what's going on. So, I mean, that's half the battle right there.
Yeah, just a couple of examples. Yeah. You know, the 990 reports are, you know, IRS publications that anybody can get their hands on, and it says the top five executives make this at a credit union. Well, sometimes that data is 2 years old. Sometimes data is put in the wrong columns. There's no punitive consequence if the CFO, you know, fills out the form wrong. And all of a sudden you get the media saying, why did your executive make, you know, seven figures last year? Well, it could have been the old CEO getting a retirement payout. It could you know, on and on and on.
Yeah.
So we're helping them look, you know, break down the information they get and how they can present that to any type of stakeholder, and to make sure that they feel good about what they do.
Right.
It's one of the risks they manage.
Indeed. I'm thinking of, is your conference, is it open to any credit union, or is it just D. Hilton clients right now?
Well, our commitment to the industry is to provide as much data as we can. And obviously we want all of our clients to be there. But again, we have 10, 15 spots left open that we'd love to share that with the full industry.
Oh, cool.
You know, D. Hilton, you've seen us at conferences, obviously, but we'd love also the people to come see us down in the Woodlands.
Okay. And that's a beautiful part of the country, by the way. I've been there a couple of times. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, you know, if you like golf, there's a few golf courses. If you like shopping, there's a little shopping. There's a lazy river. There's a little bit of everything for folks, yeah.
Very nice. All right, John, anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, just if you call D. Hilton, if you look at dhilton.com, our 800 number, 800-367-0433, we'll get you in touch with the right people and we'll get you reserved. There's no cost to attend the conference. All we ask is if you get transportation and lodging, but we'll take care of everything else in the sense of for the content. There'll be a lot of take-home materials I think you can share with fellow directors, with your fellow management teams, and help, you know, this is the time of year where we're budgeting and forecasting and looking at the future. So we're going to try to put as much data as in your hands as we can.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. We're in the world of big data. So why not come in from D. Hilton too? So,